Today's Hottest Music Hall, 103's Big Show. Good morning. And we have our friends this morning from Icebox Brewing Company. And Joey, we're excited because we get to, again, to partner up with them this year, right?
That's right. Of course, as we get ready for the holiday season. And I'm excited, of course, with the Big Show beer released. And, of course, Icebox Brewing Company putting this together and just all the great things that come with it. Of course, we had to invite our friends with us. Of course, joining us this morning, we got Garrett and John with us. Good morning, fellas. How's it going? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so we got to talk about the flavor combinations because that is one of the first things that I think always stands out to people when we talk about the beer. Talk to us about those flavor combinations and what people are in store for this holiday season.
For sure, yeah. Doing the same beer we did last year. It's a marshmallow sweet potato porter. Kind of themed it around, you know, it's pack the van, Thanksgiving. We thought like sweet potato casserole with marshmallows, kind of Thanksgiving style. So the porter being the base, you know, it's kind of chocolatey and rich, and it's got a little coffee flavor. And then we do the sweet potatoes to give like a slight little like earthy character from that. And then we put a marshmallow flavoring when we're conditioning it. And as you guys remember from last year, we at the event that we're doing next Friday, we do beer poking where we get like a hot stainless steel rod and we stick that over a flame and then we caramelize the beer, which is like perfect for that. It literally tastes like an adult s'more. It was kind of like the perfect stop for that kind of thing and super fun. We had a great time last year.
It was tons of fun. And that was such a good idea. I think that was so cool to even just watch, you know, the beer poking. It was pretty cool.
I know, seeing people lined up to have their beer and just seeing it, how it caramelized and it was ready to go. And I think that was just one of the standout things. And it's so cool. Like, how'd you even come up with this idea? You had said you had saw something like this online and then you're like, hey, we could try it with this beer combination, and it turned out to be such a massive hit.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I saw it online from, I think it was another brewery somewhere in the country, and traditional, it's kind of been around forever, but you know, I think people usually try to pick beers that have what we call a lot of residual sugar left behind. So when we ferment like darker beers or stronger beers, sometimes the yeast doesn't finish the job and there's like a lot of extra sugar that didn't get fermented. And typically like those beers do a lot better because it caramelizes more.
You know, yeah.
There's more sugar to caramelize. And we just also thought the flavor profile was like perfect.
And it worked out, and it
worked out good,
made out for such a hit for people to just show up and start lining up. They were going, getting their beer, and then they were ready to do the beer poking, and it was such a massive hit, man. It was it was a blast. And if you guys follow them on Facebook and Instagram, you guys will see recaps from last year's event to see exactly what we're talking about.
You know, we do have that big party coming up next Friday, but there's also, you all have other nights there as well. Like, you guys serve food at all your locations, right? And you even have a cocktails and cuisine night coming up?
We do. This Thursday at our downtown location at the Cantina. We're doing, it's our third cocktails and cuisine. This one's going to be with bourbon. So we're kind of going like fall, autumn theme on it. As far as the cocktails that I designed, we're doing a maple ginger simple syrup bourbon smash. The second course is a blood orange bourbon sour. Then I'm doing a brown buttered wash bourbon, making a Manhattan out of that. And then we're finishing it off with an imperial stout that we actually did 3 years ago. So it's been aging for 2 years in the keg. It's an imperial stout that we aged in bourbon barrels. So kind of like tying in the whole like distillery beer thing, you know, because we do both now. And the food menu looks delicious. I know he's doing chicken for the main course with some carrots and Brussels sprouts and like a salad for the second, like crostini and some meat and cheese, I think, for the first course. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
The tickets are still available.
So Icebox, you always do these kind of like events, right? You like doing events to bring the community together and try different things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of been our MO since day one, really, is that we want to be a place for our community to gather. We want to do things for the community, do these events that, you know, showcase what we can do as a brewery and some of the like products that we can make. But like, as we're doing with this event, you know, we're creating a story, telling a story, and trying to do something to give back to the community rather than, you know, just make a beer and sell beer. You know, it's like, it's the community of Las Cruces is what has made us successful and allowed for us to be a business and be here. And so we want to give back to them.
That's awesome. And John, let's talk a little bit about that, because that's one of the things that really stands out about Icebox is the community involvement. I mean, if you look year round, I mean, Icebox is so involved with the community, just through different avenues, whether it's through law enforcement, whether it's through certain, you know, organizations coming together. Talk a little bit about just that community, community involvement that you guys have.
It's certainly one of our favorite things to do. I mean, besides making craft beer and craft cocktails, giving back to the community is absolutely the most important thing to do. Like you say, we do things for the police. We do a beer for the fire department. We do a couple of things for cancer. We do a fundraiser at St. Patrick's Day for MD Anderson, which is near and dear to my heart. And we do, we try to do one a month about to donate back to the community, donate for all these good causes, including the one you guys are involved with Casa de Peregrinos, which is a really an important thing, especially right now, giving back and getting food to people who need it.
And I think that's such an amazing thing to highlight, especially for Icebox, is just how involved you are with the community and just the roots that you have laid with helping out the community. I think it's really noble of all that you guys do, and it's, you know, synonymous with giving back to the community. There's Icebox Brewing Company there to help out in any capacity, and that's just amazing what you guys do.
Well, thank you for that compliment.
And always a good time at Icebox too.
I know.
Anytime you go out there at any one of the locations, it's always a good time, and you're having a good time, and it's always for a great cause.
Well, thank you very much. We certainly enjoy doing it.
And so we're excited. So, of course, with the big event coming up next Friday, we're going to be out at the Icebox Brewing Company on Picacho as we get ready to for another Pack the Van series and also for the beer release.
That's right. The Picacho Tap Room, 2825 West Picacho. We'll be out there. I believe it's 5 to 9 p.m. Yes, and it's going to be for Casa Peregrinos. And it's going to be a good time to join us and come get a beer. And, you know, part of those proceeds go to Casa Peregrinos. So it's all for a good reason.
And, of course, all that, you know, we were talking about the beer poke.
Yes.
You definitely got to try that. And I know we have some traditions set up too. So when we get out there, I know there's a couple things that we'll have to make sure we do when we go out there to have some fun. So yeah, go on out there and have a good time. And what are some other things that we could look forward to, of course, with the fall flavors and as we're getting into the holidays? So what are some other things that Icebox has coming up?
Well, yeah, the day after the event for the big show release, we have an event with Doniana Humane Society. We're releasing our white stout, which is... so like some people call it a blonde stout, so it's kind of like a mind trick a little bit. It like looks like a super light beer, but it's actually really rich and heavy, and we use cocoa nibs, decaf coffee beans, and vanilla powder to give it sort of like a stout flavor. It is pretty coffee influenced, but you know, it's a big favorite, and we do it like every year, like this time of year. It's nice for like colder weather and stuff like that. So yeah, we got that coming out. And we're making red ale. I think that's actually doing, that's like a charity beer for, I think the canine unit and the border patrol that's coming out like at the first week of December. We're brewing that today. The guys are at the brewery right now cranking that out. That's kind of all I can think of at the moment.
Yeah,
that red ale was named after, it's called Boulder's Red Ale. It's named after a canine that was killed in the line of duty. So we, another one that we really enjoyed.
Yes. Well, go to their Facebook page, Icebox Brewing Company. Keep up to date because there's a lot always going on at one of their tap rooms.
And we are so excited. And again, thank you so much for all that you do. And we're just so excited for the partnership of, you know, bringing this together. And of course, all for a great cause to help out our friends at Casa Peregrinos. So we look forward to next Friday. Going to be a lot of fun. And of course, for all those out there, make sure you pick up your big show beer. Perfect for the holiday season. Definitely will go perfect with that, you know.
Thanksgiving meal.
That's right. And serves as a good gift too. If you want to give somebody the gift of the big show, you can give them a big show beer. Thank you both so much for joining us and being on the show.
Right. Thanks for asking us here.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.